Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group fourth quarter 2008 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded March 25th, 2009. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those predicted, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us today are Mr. Erez Vigodman, President and CEO, Mr. Shachar Florence, CFO, and Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrach, Director of Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Vigodman. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining this call. The background of basically the results of 2008 and fourth quarter will be provided by me, and then Shachar will take over to go with you through the numbers. For us, 2008 was a very challenging year, navigating in a very complex environment. But the company was successful in coping with the exceptional challenges through a combination of basically two main components that we have worked out. One, strict everyday management of our business, and second one is the execution of important moves that will support Strauss' continued growth and expansion in the next few years. The main elements that were worked out anticipating the future were basically establishment of two major partnerships, which I'm going to elaborate further on. By the same token, we have continued the international expansion in the course of 2008. Also in Israel, the process of making the business leaner, and much more focus in order to support the achievement of two main goals in Israel, which are to grow in line with the market growth rate and to improve profitability. These were measures that were conducted in the course of 2008. By the same token, we basically have expanded the business internationally. I would like now to take a few minutes in order to go to the partnerships that were established in the course of 2008. Strauss Coffee, TPG Capital, the completion of the transaction was made in the course of September 2008, when TPG Capital acquired 25.1% for $293 million, based on EV of $1 billion pre-money of Strauss Coffee, with an option that was granted to TPG Capital for additional 10% for $200 million. Partnership with TPG Capital as a financial partner will enable Strauss Coffee to continue with the rapid international expansion in a quest to make this company one of the leading coffee companies in the world, which is the vision which is shared between us and TPG Capital. It's obvious to say that nowadays we are looking for opportunities together with our partners in order to make further acquisitions in various markets in order to continue the M&A processes alongside with the organic growth that we have been experiencing. The second one is the partnership with PepsiCo Frito-Lay in the U.S. market, in North America, developing Sabra Dipping, which is the company that we have established there, further to tap the huge opportunities in this landscape in the United States. PepsiCo entered into 50/50 JV with us in March 2008, which basically the consequences were to report only on 50% of top line and bottom line. And compared to 2007, it explains some of the decrease in the top line and operating profit of 2008 compared to 2007. But we have created the right platform in order to accelerate the pace of Sabra Dipping in North America, i.e., U.S. and Canada, in order to make this business a multi-million-dollar business in the course of the next 5 years, according to a plan that was crafted between us and our partners. And we strongly believe and share the view that there is a huge opportunity doing it together there. What we have done in the course of 2008 together is to take a decision on the establishment of a new, modern, much bigger factory in Virginia, which we have started to work out in order to launch by the beginning of 2010, and to combine and capture the synergies between the Sabra business and Frito-Lay sales and logistics platform in North America, which we'll see basically materializing in the course of 2009 onward. Looking forward, we'll see the business continue its organic growth, double-digit organic growth, and Shachar will provide you the numbers of 2008. The beginning of 2009 tells us that the recession in the United States does not influence our business of Sabra in the United States. And we strongly believe that the organic growth together with a number of opportunities that we have been looking for together to make also acquisitions in areas which complement the Sabra Dipping business will take us also in 2009 to see high growth rate and going forward to fulfill basically the vision and to meet the goals we've set for ourselves for the next 5 years with this business. So these two partnerships are basically a manifestation of the processes that we have worked out in order to set the right platform for future growth of Strauss going forward. Israel went through 3 main processes in the course of 2008, refocusing and strengthening the activities, reducing the number of business units we run in Israel from 8 to 2, and making those 2 business units reconfigured around consumer needs and not food categories, health and wellness, and fine indulgence. By the same token, we reconfigured the structure in Israel in order to make it around these only 2 business units, much more leaner, focused, and efficient, in order to increase profitability, and in order to drive organic growth through our strong brand and continue innovation. What we see, and you will be provided also with the numbers that we witnessed in the course of the last 4 years in Israel, what we see also in 2008 is improved profitability, although growth rates of the top line were lower compared to previous years, but still, operating profit and bottom line profitability is better and improved, and this will be the trend that we'll see going forward. The third element of measure that was worked out in the course of 2008 was the implementation of the new corporate identity of Strauss, with strong company brand and more consolidated brand portfolio. Just a number of years ago, we had 60 brands in Israel. Today, we are talking about 8 brands in Israel with one corporate brand, which is Strauss, which is taking over now the other brands and sets the rules of the game for the entire brand portfolio and brand architecture. And these processes will pay off in the course of the next few years. So basically, bottom line, making Israel much more leaner, much more focused, much more efficient to support the further international expansion that we envision for the business for years to come. International expansion-wise, in 2008, what we saw is basically a big acquisition in CIS, Russia and Ukraine, this is a very successful one. It was fully integrated, contributing to, of course, the bottom line, also the top line, and also the bottom line in 2008, and it will continue to contribute to top line and bottom line also in 2009 onward. And creating, by the way, the right platform to expand much further in former CIS countries. In the Adriatic region, we acquired a small company and basically in a quest to own in all the countries in this region the brand Don Cafe, in order to consider the consolidation and the creation of a regional brand in this region. And as a first move, we launched in the course of 2008 the brand Don Cafe, also in Romania. So in terms of coffee, these were the activities, main activities, which were worked out in addition to the organic growth that we experienced. Also, in North America, through the innovation of Sabra, we grew significantly the business, and getting to basically a market share of 32% on average for 2008, 34% fourth quarter 2008, and 40% by the end of February 2009. So we have been growing very fast organically this business, and as I said, as I put it before, we are considering also some acquisitions in this landscape in the United States. Basically, the combination between the strengthening of local standing in Israel, in a quest to make this business in Israel the right platform to support the internal expansion, and by the same time to create the right platform outside of Israel to grow the business even faster than in the past, with further measures that are conducted on the M&A front in order to expand. In 2008, this combination between these three elements characterized the 2008, and this what we'll see going forward. Of course, one needs to divide between the first three quarters of the year and the fourth one. The set of challenges that we faced were totally different for the first three quarters than the fourth one. And looking forward, the fourth one is the one which serves as the best manifestation for what we are going to see. And things happen very fast from September going forward. Although we reacted, and the results of fourth quarter were not achieved by chance, because looking at the consequences of the behavior of all the currencies in all the countries where we operate, and the way basically compensated for the consequences of the changes in those currencies. This is just a manifestation for the message that we'd like to spell out for 2009, which is among the targets we have taken on ourselves for 2009. One of the targets is to at least preserve the profitability of 2008. And I say again, at least to preserve With measures that we carried out during November, December, and January to prepare ourselves for 2009, by all means, changing and opening all the marketing plans in Israel and outside of Israel, cutting on overhead and on the other costs in order to make the business much more efficient. And by the same time, to increase, according to the plans, the marketing support that will be provided for our brands in Israel and outside of Israel in order to gain market share in this year. And this is an opportunity for us. And what we believe that we can, moving forward, to meet the objective that we have set for 2009. And I think that what was achieved in the fourth quarter supports this notion. And last thing, there are basically, of course, some risks that one needs to mitigate in such a year, but by the same token, there are opportunities, big ones and small ones. And small ones, you know, are on the ground everywhere in everything we do, cutting on costs and making the business much more focused in such a year. But by the same token, people in Strauss, with our partners also, looking now for opportunities in the various markets in order to basically tap on opportunities around us in the course of 2009 and onward. This is my background, and I'll let now Shachar take over and go with you to the financial performance.
Thank you, Erez, for your words, and thank you for joining us in this call. I want to take you through the numbers, and I assume that you have our financials and most of the analysis you probably do by your own, and either you already did it or you will do it. I just want to emphasize a few highlights throughout the numbers. And I'm starting in slide number 12 in the presentation you have in our site, which gives you a snapshot on our results both in the 08 year and in Q4. And as Erez said, we look at 08 as a totally two separated periods. The first three quarters are characterized by the phenomena of increasing in commodity prices, and we had to adopt ourselves in the market, in all the markets that we are active, to this price raise. And on the other hand, in Q4, most of the commodities prices went down, but at the same time, the currencies, again, almost in all markets that we act, were devaluated, not only against the dollar, but also against the shekel, which this is our functional currency. And this phenomena through all the year, by the way, a strong shekel, which degrades a little bit from the translation of the outcome of the countries into shekel. But in the last quarter, all the currencies made a big step even towards the dollar and the euro. So it's I'll analyze the year, and then I'll go to Q4 because this is the way we are looking at the year. If you're looking on the yearly numbers, you can see that in all aspects, both in accounting and pro forma, we improved our number except the operating profit accounting-wise, which moved from 499 to 480, and I'll say a few words on that in a few moments. But other than that, if you are looking on our yearly numbers, we improved our sales by 5%. We improved our gross margin almost 2% in the accounting and 2.2% at the pro forma. We improve our operating profit pro forma based on about 2%, and of course the net profit with the gains that we've made by bringing the two partners that Erez talked about, PepsiCo in Sabra and the TPG in the coffee, went sharply up about 86% in the accounting and 4% if we are neutralizing this one-time profit in the pro forma. And as I said, I'll get back to the operating profit accounting-wise later on. That means that we transfer almost all or most of the price increase of the commodities to our customers. If I'm moving on the slide, you saw in the table all the percentages of growth. So I'm jumping to slide number 14. As I said, we had a strong year. There are a few things that we did a little bit lower than we expected, and we certainly should improve next year. One of them was the cash flow. We had about 230 million shekel operating cash flow, and I'll analyze it in a few slides. By the way, in Q4, we had a strong cash flow, and again, we will talk about it in a few moments. We paid dividend of about 200 million shekels in 2008 for those of you who are analyzing our dividend yield. We paid part of our long-term debt, the current portion of it, 100 million shekels. And we ended the year, as you can see, with a very, very strong balance sheet. We increased our cash. We reduced our liabilities. And if you can look on almost every ratio that you can calculate, starting with the net debt to EBIT, cash to balance sheet, and so on, we improved most of those parameters. I'm moving on to slide number 15, and we are analyzing here the sales growth of the different segments in the business. You can see that Israel made a flat year in 2008, but if we are taking out the businesses that we sold at the end of last year, which is the industrial market, then Israel made a 2.5% growth in the year. And if we will include the activities of selling coffee in Israel, it gets even to 3.3%. The coffee business, though we are working in Eastern European countries that suffered from the devaluation of their currencies, you can see that we ended up the year with almost 12% growth. And if we are taking out both the currency influence and the acquisition of Tronak that we did in Russia, then still we grew the business in 10% in this challenging year, which from our point of view is a great achievement. And Erez talked before about Sabra. This is an activity that was growing 35% dollar term this year. Yes, the strong Israeli shekel in the year reduced the number in shekel term to 18%. If you'll take a look on the first quarter of 2009, you'll see that the shekel made the other direction against the dollar and weakened a little bit. So, but both in shekels and in dollar terms, it is impressive growth. Altogether, almost 5% growth and 7.6% organic growth, again, taking out the exchange rate effect and the acquisition that we've made. A little bit on the macroeconomic environment that we are working in slide, sorry, number 16. You can see that the strong shekel during the year, and this is a yearly trend of all the currencies that we are working in against the shekel. You can see that, you know, other than the zloty, probably it was one of the strongest currencies in the world, which affect us in the translation of the outcome of the subsidiaries other than in Israel. And I want to take as an example the Polish zloty, you can see that during the year it was stronger than the shekel with about 1%. Remember it when I'll analyze the Q4 results. I'm moving to slide number 17. The gross profit during the year, as I said, we had to deal with a sharp rise in commodity prices that eroded a little bit our gross profit percentages and the gross profit in Israel. As you see that in the coffee, again, though all the changes in the currencies, we managed to grow the gross profit in shekel terms, mainly by the increase in sales. If we are looking on all the businesses together, we grew the gross profit by 2.2%. Moving further to the operating profit, I have to analyze this slide together with the previous slide. If you remember that I said that in Israel, the gross profit went down still, and though the operating profit grow. That mean that in all the lines between the gross profit and the operating profit, we did tremendous improvement resulting from the Horizon process that we went through. Erez mentioned it when we restructured the company and the way we are doing business, reducing the number of brands, departments and so on. Though the gross profit was a bit lower, still the operating profit in Israel raised this and the same phenomena in the other businesses, both in coffee and with the other businesses. As we promised a few quarters before, we are improving our profitability, operating profit step by step. When we said it, we didn't even imagine the changes in the currencies. Still, even though we have been able to improve our profitability. Moving ahead to slide number 19. Taking a look on the yearly profit. Of course, the accounting profit were sharply more raised more than the last year, mainly because of the capital gains that we made selling the 25% of the coffee business and the 50% of the Sabra. Even if we are neutralizing those one-time effects, we managed to grow the net profit 4%, and we ended up the year with 285 million shekels net profit. We have to look also in the accounting just because most of the those profits were converted into cash when both PepsiCo and TPG invested in the business. I said that I'll speak about the cash flow. Again, we are not trying to avoid it. Yes, we certainly could have done much better than we did. Still, a few words about the cash flow. Let's start with the cash flow from investing activity, 664 million shekels. There are lots of items there, but you know, mainly these numbers came from 400 million shekel, about $100 million that we invested buying the business, the brand in Russia. Remember that we bought a brand, not a company. We'll get back to it when we'll talk about the operational cash flow. About 260 million shekels fixed assets, roughly the same number as in previous year. One number that is not mentioned here is the financing activity cash flow, about 1 billion shekel, $300 million that we got from TPG and Pepsi. If I'm going back to the operational cash flow, the reason that we ended up with the 220 million shekels come from few places. First of all, as I said, in Russia, we bought a brand, not a company, and therefore we had to immediately buy stock and give credit to the customers, which took about 65 million shekel from our operating rather than investing activity. You can look at it at the report. It says that immediately with the acquisition, we invested about $10 million, and just after the acquisition, another $10 million in inventory and working capital. The second is the sharp rise in the inventory. This is something that we are going to deal with next year, and certainly we should improve ourselves, and we expect to see some of those inventories going down next year and getting back into the cash. All right. If we are going to the quarterly analysis, and I'm jumping a few slides, you have the data in the presentation that you have in our site, so you can take a look on it later on. You see in slide number 23 that the growth in the coffee business was the same as the year, though in the Israeli business, we made a little bit less than last year, about 3% reduction. At the same time, with the Sabra business, about 30% growth. If we are looking on what was the main influence in Q4, which are the local currencies in the country, again, I'm getting back into the zloty. You remember that in the year it was raised 1% against the shekel. Here, just in the quarter, it was 12% minus. That means that the zloty made a 25% move in the first three quarters, and then 12% from this number down in the fourth quarter, just to give you an idea with which macroeconomic environment we have to deal. The trends in the gross profit is the same in Israel. A little bit erosion in the gross profit in Q4 versus the growth in the year, just because if you can see the sales grew a little bit in lower pace. At the same time, you can see that the differences in the operational profit are lower than the gross profit. That mean that even in Q4, we improve our ability to reduce cost in the operating CapEx, OpEx, sorry, expenses. Again, the net profit in the quarter, slide number 27, were reduced a little bit in the quarter. If you look on the same line just before minority part, you can see we ended up in the same number as last year, 71 million shekels. Yes, the money of TPG that were injected in the last quarter took 25% of the coffee business profit, but we didn't have the chance to utilize it. In this quarter, it was not contributing to the profit and the yield that we could get in the, you know, just on the cash that's sitting in our pocket, as you know, is very minimal. The cash flow in the quarter was much better than the all of the year and in line with the trend that I said that we are going to improve the cash flow we started in Q4, and probably this phenomena will be kept. You have all the data about the different businesses. You have them in the site. I don't want to repeat what I said before. Things in slide number 33 that we should improve ourselves is both in market share in Israel. Other things we started to do here is to implement the corporate brand, and Erez already talked about it. We are going in 2009 to enlarge our investment in our brand. Taking a look at the coffee business in slide 37. Again, on the analysis of the numbers, we talked, and you have them in front of you. And we mentioned already the numbers that are mentioned in slide number 38, about 10% growth, both organic and accounting-wise, during the quarter. And we managed to grow our EBIT pro forma numbers in the year. Another growth during the last quarter in slide number 39, and a small reduction in the profit. We talked about the Sabra business, and you can see in slide 42 and 43, the sharp increase both in sales and in profit. By the way, in the last quarter, we knowingly and deliberately increased our marketing effort, and thus reduced a little bit the operating profit. We are looking there long term, and we think this is the right thing to do. One of the businesses that performed lower than we expected is Max Brenner, that ended the year with a flat year, and we certainly have to find there a better formula in order to improve the business. If I'm trying to summarize the year, overall, 2008 was a good year to Strauss. We increased most of the parameters as you saw in the first slide. We brought in partners that will enable us to improve our business in the future. There are things that we should improve ourselves first of all in the cash flow. We pay dividend. We reduce the debt that we have, and we are entering 2009 with a strong balance sheet with that will enable us to cope with the economic the macroeconomic circumstances that we certainly will face in 2009. And by that, I want to get back to you, and if you have any questions, we'll be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. The first question is from Darren Shaw of UBS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I apologize, I'm out of the office, so I hope you can hear me clearly. I just wanted to ask a question about the trends in Q4 compared to the trends in Q1 of 2009. Have we seen the same kind of trend that obviously Q4 was the most challenging quarter for you guys in 2008? Have we seen a similar kind of trend, or have the indicators got worse? Thank you.
Darren, I need to be very careful with this answer because of what is customary in Israel, but I'll put it this way. We have set the target for ourselves for 2009, as I articulated it before, to at least to preserve the profits of 2008. And if I would think at this stage that we are not about to meet it, I would much more careful in spelling out this message at this stage. So this is my answer. Another element maybe is this, currencies wise, what we see in the first quarter, because of the combination between the trends of where the shekel is going against the other currencies, which basically in this regard, I would say went down to the extreme by the end of 2008, I see some improvement in this respect. Again, combination between shekel and against the other currencies. So in this respect, you know, nobody knows if we really bottom the, you know, the we are at the bottom with the currencies by the end of fourth quarter. Nobody knows, but we don't see in the course of first quarter, we don't see a deterioration in this respect. And to some extent, with a number of currencies, let alone from the beginning of March, even the converse is true.
Yeah, Jan, this is Shachar. I think that you can look by yourself on our main currencies. If you look at the ruble versus the dollar, if you look on the Polish zloty, even in Ukraine, you can see that versus the dollar, which is the currency that coffee is traded around the world, those, at least, you know, up until now, and I don't want to give forecast about currencies during the year, probably you can do it even better than me, but at least in the last few months versus the end of 08, I'm looking even from the end of last year, if you compare the currency situation, you can see that they are working in our favor. But again, you know, we don't want to predict about how the world will behave along 09.
Now, maybe last element on this one, Darren, is that, you know, where all of us, I believe, were caught in a kind of a surprise with the pace of deterioration from 15th of September. So we are much more limited with the measures that we carried out over the course of the fourth quarter. We started 2009, in general, first quarter in particular, much more equipped to deal with the consequences.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Shaw? There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-9255-929. Internationally, call 972-3-9255-929. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Florence, would you like to make your concluding statement?
On behalf of Erez, Yaffa, myself, and Strauss, we want to thank you for joining this call. We will be more than happy to answer any further question if you have. And if you do, please contact Yaffa, and we will answer any question that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group Fourth Quarter 2008 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.